Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
All right, well, a couple of weeks ago, we started this series on personality types with Keith Henry, who is the author of the book My Personality GPS. If you want to kind of put a phrase to the people we're going to be talking about tonight, sometimes they could be called the bleeding hearts. Now, I know that's sometimes taken as a derogatory term, but think about that in the most positive sense you can think of. These are the guys who really do feel for you and me. These are the people who really get moved by all the World Vision ads. They're the Mother Teresa types who would give their last $5 or the coat off their back if they saw somebody in need. We're talking about the carers and the givers. Keith Henry, welcome again to Open House.
Thank you, Sheridan.
These really are the sensitive souls, aren't they?
That's right. They really come from the heart, and they have strong, very strong feelings.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the carer first. A lot of the personality types you've drawn out in this book are actually out of the 12th chapter of the Book of Romans in the New Testament, which talks about spiritual gifts. And you've kind of looked at that and said, well, look, these actually define personality types if you've got that kind of gift. So here is the person often the Bible talks about as the person who shows mercy, who's compassionate, does good to others, etc. Tell us more about the traits of the carer.
Right. The carer is sensitive to people's feelings. So we have two sensitive people, the carer and the giver, but the carers are very much sensitive to picking up people's feelings. So they, you know, that person who's soft and you're hurting and nobody, you know, the encouragers and all the rest don't ever pick it up, but they go, are you all right, Sheridan? You know, they actually sense it and you think, oh, how wonderful, you know, because they really touch your heart. The heart people connect with your heart.
Hmm. So they're empathic?
Yes,
you could use that word. They're empathic.
Yeah, very much so. They have great empathy for you, as a lot like take a leader wouldn't have very much empathy at all because they're on a project.
Mm-hmm.
But these are people that in an organisation might be the human resources department, right? The people that care for you.
Yeah. So if something comes up in the board meeting, and you've got a carer on your board, they're the ones going, well, I'm not too sure how the staff are going to handle this.
That's right. Exactly right. Yes. Yeah. And we need these people because these are the people who keep the human element there, right? It's not just about projects or money or whatever. It's about people. How's that going to impact people?
Right.
And they're sensitive for that. That's their world. The whole world is, in their world, is about sensitivity for people's feelings.
And you were mentioning just before we went to air also about that they're also sensitive to art. They're sensitive to the whole gamut of the world.
They are. Quite often, they might not think it, but when they look at it, they're very creative people. That sensitivity, you know, they can look at a piece of art and see things there that you and I might never see. And they often have hobbies in making something or doing something creative because they have the great sensitivity in their whole world. The whole world is sensitivity. It's romantic. It's you know, it's feelings. It's being with people.
Mm-hmm. So they're the romantic sorts, you know, in terms of marriages and things.
They're the ones that just want to be, you know, like something out of a storybook.
They want the Valentine's Day cards.
Oh yes,
and the chockies.
Yes,
and the flowers.
Well, if you're ever married to a carer, you know, never forget their anniversary, their birthday, their Valentine's Day. No, that's right. Very important to them.
Sounds like it. Let's talk about some of their weaknesses then, because, of course, if you're going to be particularly sensitive as a person, that can be a hard thing to handle sometimes because the world is not always a nice, happy place.
No, and it does cause a lot of sadness in them and a lot of depression in them. But God actually said in Romans 12, which you mentioned where we got the names from, it says he named them carers and he said you must do it in cheerfulness. He knew this already that... See, because their sensitivity to feelings, they actually, say you said something to me just passing by and if I was a carer, I might say, oh, why'd Sheridan say that? Mm-hmm. He says he thinks something of me or not of me or, you know, so they start thinking. They're from the emotional side, but then they take those feelings and analyse them deep inside them and say, why did he say that? What's wrong with me? You know, and start doing all these questions. And that's our human nature. See, God called them carers so that to care for others. If they start caring for their own or being oversensitive, right, to their own feelings, they get destroyed.
spiral down.
Spiral down.
Just think about all the hidden motives that were behind those words, when maybe there was no hidden motive at all.
And mostly it's not hidden motives. You know, it's just people passing by just making a comment.
These folks would be prone to burnout too, wouldn't they? Because if you're caring for other people and you kind of have a tendency maybe to take those burdens on yourself, you could quickly overload.
That they definitely can overload. They do need quiet times, right, to recharge the batteries. But also, whenever you're working in your gift, which, you know, their personality is caring for others, they get energy. See, it's funny, isn't it? God gave us that, but when they actually work in caring for others without taking it on themselves, they actually are energized.
Mm.
And that's where they're happy. You know, once they lived up to the name of carer, of caring for others, whether it's in a nurse or a doctor or in a school or, you know, at home or in the office, it doesn't matter, but they care for others. And once they do that, they're energized, they're fulfilled.
Mm. You mentioned last week the 1 Peter reference when it talks about spiritual gifts. 1 Peter chapter 3, I think it is, you know, anybody who speaks should do it with the very words that God gives, and anybody who cares, who serves, I think the actual word is there, should do it with the strength that God provides. It really is all about relying on God's enabling of us. If we take this on ourselves, if you're a carer and you take on those great burdens of somebody's soul yourself, you will be crushed. You've got to do it, actually, in the strength that God, by his Spirit, if you're a Christian, the Spirit of Jesus who lives within you, gives you to do. It gives you the power to do it.
That's right. And don't fall back in the world's way of the sensitivity inside. Mm. The sensitivity is not for me. The sensitivity is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And once you walk in that, you're walking in paradise.
They're in their place. Keith Henry is with us, author of My Personality GPS. We're talking about personality types tonight. All these come out of the 12th chapter of Romans in the New Testament, in the Bible. We're talking about these different personality types and just how, if you have this particular personality, you can really flourish, and it can help you to make decisions about what you do, how you spend your time. And we've all got finite energy and finite years in this life. If you can understand who you are and how you're built, it does help you to understand, well, where do I put my time?
Exactly.
How do I make my decisions?
What you're passionate about. Mm. You'll find what you're passionate about if you don't already know. You start working in your natural talent, your gift, whatever we call it, you're going to soar. You're going to be enormously happy, enormously successful.
So what are the carers particularly suited for career-wise?
Well, one obvious way is caring for others, whether it's a nurse or a doctor, anything in treating people, not a surgeon, right? That's analytical more, you know, but in actually people-to-people contact. They can be good in an office because they can actually care for people in an office. They often work in human resources. They're sometimes school teachers because you're with people. Anything to do with people. See, the fruit of their spirit is love. They have this enormous capacity for love. And so anywhere where they're with people, they love people.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can do anything. But I often think, if I think of a carer, often think a nurse.
And as you mentioned before, there are ways in which the carer can booster the weaknesses that they're prone to. You said they can be prone to pessimism in many ways. That's kind of the word, because they can be so sensitive to people's words, actions, they can start to kind of reflect too much on those things. How else can they strengthen the weakness side of things? How can they do better?
Basically, like all personalities, is not to go into our own self. It's selfishness. It just destroys every personality. Right, and that's why I come back to the label we've been given, you know, the carer, care for others. And as soon as you go that way, and they have everybody has a low point. The carer is to go to be critical thinking, and so they've got to stop that thinking. Right, as soon as they get into thinking about themselves, that's they spiral down.
Mm-hmm. Right, and how can we care for the carer? Because they need a bit of support, don't they?
They do. All they want is to us to show love back to them in terms of saying, "Oh, thank you for that. You know, you really made a difference in my life." And as you said, maybe some chocolates, maybe some flowers. I mean, these are the people love the chocolates and flowers, right? So you can give them a little present like that. That really means a lot to them, you know.
Well, I loved your thoughts. 1-300-40-20-20. Does this kind of fit you, what we're talking about tonight? And if so, how have you kind of minimized the weakness side of the carer's personality? The second personality type we're talking about tonight is the giver. We've talked about the carer, now the giver. Almost sounds like synonymous terms. How is the giver different to the carer?
So they're similar in that they both come from the heart side, the emotions, but they're totally different. A giver is an optimist. They only see the positive side, and they're highly energized, right? Very energetic type people, as the carer does need the quiet time. Now, the main difference to the giver is that they're still sensitive, but they're sensitive to your needs. So it becomes physical needs as well as emotional, but not so much emotional, more physical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need something to eat, you're hungry. I'll just pop down the shop and get it for you, Sheridan, right? Mm. You need something, or they love working with you. You know, if you're doing some sort of work where they can pitch in, it might just be doing the dishes at home. Well, they love to actually get beside people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's in the Bible, it's givers. But just think back then, it wasn't all about money in our society. It's about giving of their help. Right, that you can call them helpers,
mm-hmm.
and
very practically oriented, are they?
Very practical.
See, the first person that comes to mind, there's a couple of people that come to mind now, but the first person is David Bissot, the guy who created Opportunity International. I've spoken to him a number of times over the years, and here's a guy who's created this micro-enterprise development scheme whereby small loans are given to poor entrepreneurs around the world. And I said to him, remember years ago, I said to him, you just see so much poverty. You really see people absolutely at the margins, people that are entrapped in all sorts of slavery. And I said, do you not get crushed by this sometimes? And he said, I just see the need and get on and do it. That's all he said. You know, he just was practically oriented, and we're going to get in there and we're going to give. We're going to help. We're going to give some practical things here to make the difference. And look what kind of difference he's done.
Yeah, I haven't met him yet. I've heard of him. I know people know him. And from what I can discern, he's an encourager.
Mm-hmm.
So a self-starter, entrepreneur type person who loves getting projects started to help people. And they can actually not take things in. I'm here to help them. That's all they see. Let's do it. Let's encourage them. And bang. But the giver is different. They're quieter.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So both the carer and the giver are quieter people.
Right.
Right. So they don't like standing up in front of crowds. No, they avoid it.
Still might fit David Bissot. He's still pretty quiet. Yeah.
Well, you'll see.
You'll meet him and you'll find out. Absolutely. So what are the weaknesses then of the giver? I mean, what do they struggle with? What is their downside like we've seen of the carer?
Because they are personally giving to you in helping, they need the appreciation back. All they're after is, you know, thank you, you know, for doing that. That I really appreciate what you've done for me. If you don't appreciate them, they get very upset. And if you think, I don't know, but I often think the best example of a giver is Mother Teresa. You might think of she's a carer, but she was very practical, right?
Mm.
So the difference is very practical, the giver. You know, they see the needs of the dying, Mother Teresa did, set up this system, you know, and help them. That the carer would be working there maybe, but it's Mother Teresa is the giver.
I think you're right. All the people we've spoken to, have worked with, lived with, spoken with Mother Teresa would actually say she was hard-headed, you know. She was compassionate beyond measure, but she was no softy. She got around there and she got things done.
Yes. I'm married to a giver. Oh, it's fantastic, you know, especially when you're my personality towards the encourager.
Yes.
We don't always see things needing done and that.
Yeah.
And she's fantastic.
I mean,
she just looks after me.
Isn't it good we're not the same? You know? Isn't it good we're not all made of the same stuff, you know, not all the same personality type, don't have the same gifts?
Yeah.
We need each other.
We're one body, the Bible says, so we're supposed to help each other, right? We're made to help each other. That's, again, I keep repeating it because we can't, if we ever get people to understand the labels they've been called, like the giver, the carer, it's not selfish. Everything that brings us down is where we live in a selfish world, you know, where we become selfish, become unselfish, like David Bissot and that. And wow, that was a skyrocket. They're fantastic what they can achieve and be fulfilled.
So avoiding the pitfalls of the weaknesses of the giver would be, again, as you've said before, not kind of dwelling on yourself, getting out of the selfishness and actually focusing on the needs of others, which is what you've been built to do. Anything else that they can do to kind of buoy up the weaknesses?
Their low point is because they can do so much. So these are like, imagine a PA to the managing director who just runs the company. You know, right?
Mm.
They're that sort of people. But they can go to a negative point where they get bossy,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not good for them, not good for anyone. They're out of their depth, they're out of their calling. When they go there, it's disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not to be bossy. They're there to help, not take over
mm-hmm.
and or manipulate or anything like that, right?
Yeah.
So avoid that, and everybody loves a giver.
Yeah, and how can we care for the giver?
That they love to be like the carer, to be appreciated. So appreciate them. And also remember they come from the heart. So an anniversary is important. A birthday is important. Anything to do with them personally, that's when you're appreciating them and giving back to them.
All right. Well, we've covered the achiever, the encourager, the teacher, the carer, the giver. Next week, we'll get together with you again and talk about the practical server and the theoretical server, which that's just a tantalizing tease. What is the difference between a practical and a theoretical server? We'll find out next week.
Great, Sheridan.
Good to talk to you, Keith.
Thank you.
Keith Henry, who's the author of My Personality GPS, he's kind of guiding us through this series on the personality types.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.